And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of March, 2011. It's the birthday of the writer Louis Adamek, born in what is now Slovenia in 1899 from a family of farmers. In his autobiography, Laughing in the Jungle, he wrote, "One day I was then a little over 10. I said to mother, 'Someday I am going to America.' His mother wanted him to become a priest, but he was a poor student, and he was in trouble for supporting the Yugoslav nationalist movement. So at the age of 14, he moved to the United States. Moved all over the country, wrote for newspapers, wrote about the labor movement and immigrant life in America." It's the birthday of the writer Josef Čupek, born in Hronov in what is now the Czech Republic in 1887. His brother Karl was a famous writer, but Josef Čupek goes down in history as the man who invented the word robot. He was arrested by the Nazis, sent to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, where he wrote poems and where he died in 1945. And it was on this day in 1775 that Patrick Henry gave his famous speech, which included the line, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was the second Virginia Convention held at St. John's Church in Richmond, 120 delegates there, including Jefferson and Washington. Patrick Henry, 39 years old, took part in a fierce debate about whether or not to raise a militia and arm Virginia in the fight against the British. Stood up and said, "I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Here's a poem for today by Julie Cadwallader Staub, entitled Map. Reaching back from the front seat while Mom drove, my dad showed us the series of two-lane roads we would travel from our home up north in Minneapolis to Judge and Kiki's house down south in Jefferson City. He challenged us to add up the miles between the pinhead markers on the map and find the exact spot where our red station wagon was right at that moment, loaded with the eight of us, our dog, our food, our suitcases. I loved the names of the towns we rolled through, Owatonna, Oskaloosa, Ottumwa, and I enjoyed the map games, but folding that map utterly mystified me. I would try every which way before giving up and handing a bulky square creased down the middle up to the front seat, where my father would spread it out in the air in front of him, deftly pop in and out the folds until the map collapsed into his hands of its own accord. Now, 40 years later, he and I wait for my mom to get out of surgery, and we pore over a map to find a better way home. And I trace for him the route I have chosen from 494 East to 35W North to 11th Street, and he studies this for a long time before he moves his index finger along the thick green line that bisects Minneapolis and says, "Now, is this what you call north?" "Exactly," I say. Satisfied, he creases the map down the middle and hands it to me. I don't refold it. Now, 89 years old, he's been married since he was 30, practiced pediatrics until he was 80, raised 6 daughters, escaped from the Nazis in his youth, and survived a stroke in his old age. That map, just as it is accomplishment enough. A poem entitled Map by Julie Cadwallader Staub, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.